Good morning, Chad Moyer with you. It's time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets. And before we do that, I'm betting things have come to a screeching halt there at the Smith Farm there at Plattsmith, Nebraska, huh?
They really have. We had four good days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and there was a lot of corn seed put in the ground around the neighborhood and in my farm, but before that ended, middle of the day, Tuesday, and since then it's gotten pretty wet.
But as far as the market goes, the market's still kind of confused on the rain, but it really reacted to the cold, didn't it?
It did. We had a sharp rally in the corn market, and beans just kind of held their own, in some cases maybe slipped a little bit, and because the logic behind that is that right now there's some concern about late planting and cold weather and so forth, and as far as corn is concerned, but agronomically the soybeans wouldn't be probably most of them gone in the ground anyway, and so we see the corn futures going up pretty strong on Thursday, and the soybean futures sort of holding their own or in some cases down a little bit at the same time.
You and I, we've had this discussion before. What is a planting delay, and have we reached it yet or not? And some people have been talking about that for several weeks, and I asked you this before we went on the air. At what point, in your opinion, do farmers, you know, consciously make a decision to switch from corn to beans because of a planting delay?
In eastern Nebraska, I'd say it ranged all the way from the 20th of May till the 1st of June. You know, years ago when I first started farming, I had a neighbor that he didn't break any speed records trying to get the crop planted, and he always said if he had one best day to plant corn, it would be the 20th of May. Well, I think, you know, with the hybrids we have now and the technology we have now, that might be a little late, but I'd say, you know, ideally, probably the first week in May, but when you get weather like this, you never know when it's going to end, and so everybody wants to plant a little earlier just to be sure that they get it in the ground before it does get really late.
So as far as the market is concerned, as it's, you know, trying to digest the cold and the rain and what to do with it, what does that mean for our marketing plan, Roy?
A statement that I've been making to farmers who ask that question is that don't count on the delayed planting to be a factor in a long-term change in the uptrend. We've had some excitement this week in both the corn and soybean markets in terms of price increases because of potential delays, but you look back at a couple other years, for instance, 1982 and 1984, and those were years when planting was even later than it is this year. And in 1982, there wasn't any response to the late planting. In 1984, there was a response, but it ended in the early part of June, and then the bottom kind of fell out. And so if you got something to sell, which I assume most people have, at least have some new crop to sell, don't count on it going up all the way from now until harvest, because it's probably not going to happen.
How does what has happened here over the last week or two, how does that compare to the long-term charts, Roy?
We have the same moves in the long-term charts as we do in a normal year, but the timing is off just a little bit, and that's what makes this marketing game tricky, and that is that, you know, if you have the weather rally, let's say today, the 3rd of May, you may not have a weather rally when you get around the 4th of July, like we usually think we will. Now, you may have one. I mean, we haven't had enough of a bounce yet to really call this a good full-fledged weather rally, and we could see the market stall out here or maybe even go, you know, 10% higher and then pull back, and then when the heat of the summer comes, then shoot back up there again. I mean, we don't know whether this is a repeat of last year's drought or whether this is the year without the summer like we had back in the 1800s when it never did really warm up.
Okay, so what is that? What are the keys? You know, now that we're into the month of May, like you said, it's May 3rd, we're busy planting. You know, that's front of mind, obviously. But what are some things we should be looking for, in your opinion?
Well, you keep watching the basis and keep watching the spread between the nearby futures and the harvest time futures, which would be November beans or December corn. And, you know, you would hope that that new crop would you get some kind of a rally to put it on more equal basis with the old crop. But so far that's only happened in very unusual days. And then the other thing is watch the basis. And I noticed when we were taping this show and I was looking at yesterday's bid sheet, the local basis here slipped on corn and beans both, but the terminal basis held together. In fact, in one case, it improved. So if we get the terminal basis and the nearby elevator basis both widening out, then time to pull the trigger and liquidate some of this inventory.
And for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Appreciate the discussion, sir. We'll look forward to doing it again next week, okay?
That's fine with me.
That's fine on this end, too. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets every Friday morning right here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.